That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we're upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Well, good evening and happy October 1st. We're in a new month today. And as you know, many, many psychics and astrologers talked about September 24th being a disastrous day. We all got through it. But I do want to tell you what did happen, and I would like to ask for prayers for this not to manifest. There was a United Nations meeting, and several countries, including our country, got together, and they expressed the intention of the United Nations taking over the country if there ever was a national disaster like Twin Towers. That would not only be treason, it would be annihilation of this country. So I'm asking everybody to please pray that that does not ever manifest. It's very important. So here we are in October. October opens eclipse season, and the eclipses we have throughout the year are one of the most powerful tools that we have in astrology. The ancients used the signs of the sky because of their powerful energy and what the eclipses represent. There will be a lot of exciting events happening this month of October in 2023. Eclipse season is a very powerful time of inner reflection and transformation of consciousness. The eclipse is when the light of the sun, a solar eclipse, or the light of the moon, a lunar eclipse, is darkened by a shadow. The relationship of the sun, moon, and earth brings us to the physical manifestation of the eclipse. With the process of eclipses, there are shadows involving three spheres, the sun, the moon, and the earth. The most fascinating fact is that when aligned, each has the same apparent diameter when it's a total solar or lunar eclipse. During a solar eclipse, the moon perfectly obscures the sun. During a lunar eclipse, the earth's shadow perfectly obscures the moon. How is this possible when they are all so vastly different in size? Well, it's no coincidence, and it's symbolic of our existence as human beings. The physical phenomena represents a deep message revealed through the cycles. Astrology is the interpretation of these patterns, these cycles, and their symbolic reputation to the earth. And I'm going to be explaining a lot of it tonight, as I have been doing all this year for you. Eclipses represent a period of inner reflection, because within the darkness of these shadows, what is hidden can reveal the secrets to uncover the truth in our lives. So a lot of truth is coming out at this time. When the unknown becomes known, we may experience an epiphany, an awareness, and a healing within. This is possible within ourselves because the mystery of the universe lies within our own psyche, and all answers to our questions are there. However, many times we need the kindness and support of others to actually bring them out for review and healing. The solar eclipse is occurring on October 14th at 21 degrees Libra. The south node is at 24 degrees Libra, and the sun, moon, new moon, conjunction sits at 21 degrees, and the north node in Aries sits at 24 degrees. So that's a very close eclipse. The real question is, what does it mean for all of us? What is the astrological interpretation for what could happen during this time? I always refer to eclipses as a time when something hidden is revealed out of the dark. This will represent something in your own life. So be on the lookout for something coming out of your past that will bring to you realization and healing. If you use this information for your soul growth, look to the year of 2004 to 2005 for indications about what this is in your own life, as this was the last time the eclipses were occurring in the same area of the zodiac, 2004 and 2005. The most significant aspect I see from this solar eclipse is Uranus at 27-28 degrees, quincunx is about a 1 degree orb from a solar eclipse degree of 26. This indicates sudden, unexpected, explosive events occurring to political leaders, as well as earthquakes and storms. Expect the unexpected, involving crisis at this eclipse energy, and this eclipse energy will be in effect until the next eclipses, which are in April of 2024. This energy can cause extremes in weather, as well as out-of-control behavior, and we have seen a bit of that out-of-control behavior. The time around eclipses is always intense, and there are more earth changes, such as earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, and tsunamis. The eclipse season encompasses the three-month period, September through November. Hindsight is always 20/20. So, looking back to when the north node was in Aries and the south node was in Libra, that's when the tsunami killed about 280,000. And it occurred in Indonesia, Sri Lanka, and India in December of 2004. Recently, we had the fires and floods. Over 100 people are still missing in Maui, as well as the flood that just hit Libya, where there are 11,000 people missing. Also, there was a devastating quake in Morocco, where more than 2,800 people died. This aspect always causes uncontrollable events. Unfortunately, the effects of this placement of the North Node in Aries is not over because it's stationed there and the eclipse intensifies it and it's going to be holding that station until the end of the year. The Maui catastrophe involved both fire and water. I expect more catastrophes with floods, storms, fires, and earthquakes. So again, could we please have some more prayers to avert that? Because prayers work. Now, we've all heard about the stock market, and there could be a crash. Mars is what I call the trigger of events. Mars is in Libra on the eclipse day, conjuncting the eclipse And this can be a critical time, as Mars conjuncts the North Node in two big stock market crashes prior. In 1929, it was in Libra, and in 1987. Also in 1987, Jupiter was in Aries, as it is now. Both events occurred in the month of October, but even in 2008, Mars was again in Libra. All three stock market crashes have unique astrological similarities to this time period. I find that fascinating. So be on the lookout and be very careful. Mars with the North Node can also indicate attacks and violence, as they are both first-rate dangers and both indicate terrorism. But they conjunct every 2 years and, of course, do not cause these events every time. And because they're in Libra, they point more to politics and money rather than Earth changes. When the Sun enters Libra, it is typically debilitated. But as Venus and the Sun are in harmony, the Sun is not weakened as usual. Later in the month, we have the Sun and Mars traveling in the same sign and will finally conjunct on November 17th. It appears one thing after another continues to hit us, and we aren't getting any relief. The Sun, which will be in Scorpio, traveling the same sign as Mars, indicates a time for more anger and violence. They are together for about a 4-month period, from now through January. Protests and strikes will be heating up around the world. I did predict that we would see the end of the writer's strike in the end of September, and that did happen. The lunar eclipse on October 28th involves a pileup of planets being eclipsed: Jupiter, Uranus, Mercury, and Mars. On this day, both Jupiter in Taurus and Mars in Scorpio are in opposition. Additionally, Saturn is stationing in Pisces, aspecting the lunar eclipse and conjunct the fixed star El Sheraton, which is the left horn of the ram. It is said to have the combined energy of Mars and Saturn, which can indicate a violent nature. This star indicates danger when acting impulsively. This is a powerful degree, as it is the degree that the Sun is exalted in. I feel there will be violent attacks on political leaders, and I've been seeing that for a while, especially around the time that Jupiter and Uranus get closer to each other in Taurus, between now and through next April. From the last 2 weeks of October until around November 2nd, Venus is in the greatest elongation from the Sun. At its farthest distance from the Sun, and it remains this distance during this time. As Venus is in Virgo and the Sun is in Scorpio, they are in disharmony from October 17 through November 2nd. Venus is racing towards its greatest morning elongation on October 23rd, 2023. This is part of Venus's 18-month cycle. The disharmony of the Sun and Venus makes this cycle more significant, and Venus rules housing, beauty, real estate, money, values, all those things that we constantly worry about. Venus cycle with the Sun is exactly what it was 8 years ago, October of 2015. During this time, Venus and the Sun were in the same exact location in disharmony, and again, Venus and the Sun in their greatest elongation. Reflect to this time in 2015, and you will see similar events occurring now, or there may be an event that occurred during that time that will result in an outcome now, perhaps something that you've been waiting for. I found it very interesting that 2015 was the year that Donald Trump announced his run for the presidency, and this was the year that President Biden's son, Beau, died from brain cancer. Both Biden and Trump have great difficulty now occurring in their charts. They have some very poor aspects, both of these people. It is worrisome that so much anger and hostility is mounting in the world now. There is more, most definitely, cause for alarm concerning assassinations. Every precaution should be put into effect now through next April. I hope there are some people listening that might have a little bit of influence. The aspect that bothers me the most is the opposition in President Biden's natural chart in the 8th house of death and endings. So he has to be very careful of his health as much as anything else. November 28th starts a critical time period as the planets were there in 1968 when both Robert Kennedy and Martin Luther King were assassinated. The nodes in this sector of the zodiac is one of the most difficult time periods for everyone, and that's where they are, starting November 28th. So much is going on politically around the world, and these planets indicate that there is more to come. In the United States, there is a political split as the Republicans are working on impeachment of President Biden, and the Democrats are pushing an indictment for Trump to try to imprison him. Either way, this is a political split, and the United States seems anything but united. Regardless, everything happens for a divine reason. The COVID was a terrible time for many, and many lost their lives as well as their loved ones. That was very hard to know that a loved one was suffering in a hospital and you couldn't be by their side. It seemed hard and it seemed cruel. But it has given us the awareness that not all is as it seems, or what they, the higher-ups or elite, are telling us. What an awakening that is finally occurring now. We've been through the pain, now we're waking up, and some adjustments, I'm sure, have to be made. We're working on them, and they're coming in the next few months. The only way to finding peace and calm, and to eliminate fear during turbulent times, is to find a higher consciousness, which means the awareness of truth. The truth is not about the corruption of leaders or politics, but the answers of the truth of why we are here, why we are on this planet, and to realize who and what we really are. We are light beings. We are love, peace, and harmony. We have wonderful spiritual gifts and wonderful mental gifts, and we need to use them. We need to open our awareness, and we need to remember that we are all part of the divine. We're going to take a break now and listen to our weekly cosmic tip, as well as some messages, and I will be back with more information about this week and what's coming after this.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out.
And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazing Report, week of October 1st through October 8th, 2023. There are two eclipses in October, and they serve as the transition between outgoing eclipses in Scorpio and Taurus and the incoming eclipses in Aries and Libra. The spiritual destiny nodes moved into Aries and Libra last July to set the stage for this energy shift. At the beginning of the month, Mercury is at the center of astrological events. On October 2nd, it forms an opposition to Neptune in Pisces from the final degree of Virgo and creates a trine to Pluto in Capricorn before entering Libra on Thursday, October 5th. On the physical level, Aries wants independence and to pioneer a new path. Libra wants the comfort of relationship. The trick is to balance the two. Esoterically, Aries communicates right action, and Libra revolutionizes your value system so you can live at a higher balance, a higher vibration. As October opens, the energies flow along with a mostly positive vibration until we approach the weekend. Then the energies will turn a bit more stressful and tense when manipulation and power struggles could flare up. If you can balance logic and creativity, then you can make some powerful breakthroughs that are both innovative and visionary. Mercury opposes Neptune in the morning of Monday, October 2nd. Go easy on making important decisions because your mental intellect does not combine well with your intuition. However, you will gain greater insights by tapping into your own intuition rather than depending on others, and that is always true. Also, be careful of drivers who are not paying attention. Hold off on any deep-level conversations until October 3rd, when the talkative Mercury is in harmony with deep feelings Pluto. Tuesday is the perfect time to look for a new job opportunity or opening, as well as to ask your boss for a raise. Mercury enters relationship sign Libra on Wednesday, October 4th through the 22nd. This supports conversations about all types of relationships. Libra is the sign of diplomacy, so this helps you in difficult conversations. The day is productive and energetic. These days highly stimulate visions and imagination. It is an excellent time for creative activities and active dreaming, as well as visualization. Whereas it might occasionally be somewhat challenging to assess reality correctly because of all of the daydreaming tendencies. Mars in Libra conjoins the south node of the moon and moves into tensions with Pluto over the weekend, becoming exact on Monday, October 9th. 2023 has enjoyed an incredible amount of weekends filled with positive vibrations. So count your blessings when dealing with anger and blame energies that will be present on this particular weekend. Back away quickly at the first signs of drama and don't allow yourself to get stuck with other people's negative moods and toxicity. Some of you can now unleash enormous power and accomplish great things with this turbulent energy. After a super long stay in Leo, Venus moves into Virgo on Sunday. The feeling of glamour will fade from the world, replaced by a renewed vigor to begin a nutritious diet and get healthy and fit from the inside out instead of from the outside in. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. This is Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time to return to tonight's program.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's communicate. Frank St. James passed away about a year ago, and I have not done many online readings since. However, beginning in August of 2023, I will be giving one question readings on the second Sunday of every month. What I will need from you is your birth date, the state you are calling from, and one focused question. Not what will happen to me for the rest of the year, but questions like, will I get the job? Is it best for me to move at this time? Will I get my mortgage loan? These readings will begin on August 9th, 2023. To call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I'm looking forward to communicating with you. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe. And hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio. The number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
If we only have love, then tomorrow will dawn, and the days of our years will rise on that morn. If we only have love to embrace without fears, we will kiss with our eyes. we only have love, we can reach those in pain. We can heal all our wounds, we can use our own name. If we only have love, we can melt all the guns and then give the new world to our daughters and sons. If we only have love, then Jerusalem stands, and then death has no shadow. There are no foreign lands. If we only have love, we will never bow down. We'll be tall as the pines, neither heroes nor clowns. If we only have love.
Every time I hear that song, I have to take a deep breath. It's so beautiful. If We Only Have Love by Elizabeth Hepburn. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And we're going to continue a little bit with October. As October opens, we are still under the super full moon Aries moon energy that was on September 29th. With this full moon close to the Earth, there is a great chance for big earth changes. October and November energetically are going to be huge months. We are going to have strong feelings around power and sovereignty this month. And that's why I played that song tonight. As well as when Pluto moves into Aquarius on January 24th, 2024. The issues are going to be around freedom, human rights, and they will be in the forefront. You can expect these next 3 months to be dramatic, fast-moving, and eventful, not only because of the eclipses and Pluto moving stationary in January, but all these retrograde planets will be moving direct, creating even more momentum. I'll give you some dates, but remember, you can download this file by Tuesday. I always give them 24 hours, and then you'll have all the dates. Pluto moves direct on October 10th. Saturn moves direct in Pisces on November 4th. Neptune in Pisces on December 6th. And Uranus in Taurus on January 27th, 2024. Yikes. It's like Niagara Falls with this shift of forward motion. This energy, of course, will create more events in our life. We are all really going through a radical review. Personally, collectively, a radical review and change. I know I am. When I heard in my meditations on January 1st, 2023, that nothing would be the same at the end of the year, nothing. Everything will be changed. I really didn't believe it, but it's happening, and it's incredible. I even changed banks and websites, so it's been really intense for me. Particularly this year, because this is the year that Pluto has been square to the nodal axis. The vice that we have been through all year, that we have been squeezed by, which is really about collective choice. Are we living in fear or are we living in love? We cannot do both at the same time. Are we living in victim consciousness, or are we living in a state of empowerment? Our own personal sovereignty. And again, we can't do both at the same time. My first book that I wrote was called Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? You might want to get it. You can get it on Amazon.com. And it will address a lot of wonderful thoughts and exercises that will help you with this energy. You have to choose one or the other to focus on, love or fear. And this will be pivotal in creating a reality, especially next year. 2023-24 is the year that all this is happening, because at the end of 2024, Pluto moves direct into Aquarius for good for the next 20 years. The end of 2023 is a time of intensity around our personal life choices, because it sets us up for whatever is about to unfold in our lives in the coming months and years. And it's now. Now is incredibly important that you become conscious. There's no more waiting, no more excuses, no more putting it off, because there just isn't any more time. Be conscious of where you're putting your attention and your focus, because it's so easy to be distracted. Look over here. Look what's happening over here. Look what happened to this person. Look over there. See what's happening over there. Stay on track. And I'll be talking more about this as we go along here. We are going through a process, and sometimes Pluto will strip us down to the core. A good analogy is a tree dying in the woods. I had a few lately. In fact, I had to take 5 trees out this spring. And the tree sheds the dead wood down into the soil. But it's a process of death, transformation, and rebirth, because the soil and the trees shredding creates new trees. This process can take years. In that sense, it's very much a creative process. It's regeneration, but it can be tough on the way. With Pluto, if you have planets at 28, 29 degrees in cardinal signs, which are Cancer, Capricorn, Aries, and Libra, you are likely to be feeling this intensity. If you're not feeling it yet, the next 3 months will be the final hit. And there will be a bit of a hit next year between September and November. But this 2023 is a big year that it's all happening. And Pluto won't be coming back to 27 degrees of cardinal sign for about 248 years. What does all this energy do? It really forces us to look at honesty in our relationships, at our behavior patterns. And it really depends on where Pluto is moving in your chart. You will experience a radical change, a review of your thinking, your values, certainly a big review around your relationships. That's coming up strongly this year. And again, it certainly has for me. I can't believe how strongly it's come up, my relationships this year. So there's a big review about your relationships, relationships of all kinds. You will be moving away from anyone who makes you feel heavy, frustrated, or tries to outbrain you. You both aren't on the same page anymore, and you cannot tolerate it in this new energy. You will be ultimately living much more authentically, much honesty. It will be like stripping down or streamlining. like a feng shui process, simplifying, focusing. Who are you now? We are all being upgraded into these high frequency energies and their ascension energies. We have solar flares and we have surges of protonic light from the moon, and we are not the same people that we were even a few months ago, and certainly at the beginning of this decade, 3 or 4 years ago, we're not the same person by a mile. Who are you now? Who are you? Do you have a clear sense of purpose? A clear sense of passion? Maybe some friendships that you've had for a very long time, especially romantic, that you thought would be in your life forever, are up for review right now. I want to hear about some of them next week. Next week is the second week in October, and it's our week for mini readings and asking questions. All those people will, what forever reason, move out of your life. This is an important time of radical change, and we have to get very clear on our values. It's all about what's important in your life. You use your everyday behavior, your actions, your reality on those values, on what is important for you to focus on. Please be very conscious and wise as you go through this process. Tomorrow, October 2nd, Mercury opposes Neptune exact at 25 degrees Pisces Virgo. This brings up what's true and what's not true. You know, this hits my sun exact. I wonder what's going to be happening with me. Anyway, it's a great energy for creativity, for creative writing, but it's not great for clarity, especially around the facts. And Mercury in Virgo wants to pin down the facts. Mercury in Virgo wants to get it right. But with Mercury opposing Neptune, there's quite a bit of fog or smoke and mirrors, or we just can't be sure of the facts. What are we trying to understand, particularly around health issues? But there will also be some very heavy, sharp questions about political issues. The next day, on October 3rd, Tuesday, tends to ease off, and Mercury then moves into a trine with Pluto. Now we can get more focused, more clear. This energy is very good for research, for digging deep, and for revealing other people's agendas around fact. You know, some people will tell you things because they have a reason or a motive. Get the details. Get the correct information. And remember again that Virgo is linked to health. So if you think one of your family members needs a medical exam, and they don't want to go, try to very strongly have them go so that we can bring up what's going on, linked to health. Wednesday, October 4th, is a very, very strong energetic day with potential for rebellion, revolution, uppity, warrior behavior, and it can be quite complex, because it energizes Mars. You will think, I stand in my sovereignty. I demand justice. I demand a fairer society. The energies will be restless for that and relentless. The energies will be uncompromising. However, remember, Mars is in Libra, who is a compromising, people-pleasing, compliance, let's keep everything harmonious, energy. Mars is conjunct the South Node, and the South Node is our collective past, our collective behavior patterns. So, are we going to choose pull back, don't rock the boat, be nice, obey, and be compliant? Or are we going to choose the energy of the North Node tightly? This is a month where these two choices will really be acute. Now, the North Node is our collective future destiny, where we are supposed to head for our soul's growth. It's a tight aspect, and it's encouraging us to stand up for our individual rights and our individual freedom very strongly. Be very conscious of these energies, because it's very easy to fall back on old behavior. So be in your ego's perch. Fly into your nest above the earth and look down and observe. Observe all your thought patterns, your behavior patterns. Are they suitable for where we are now and where we want to go? In our individual lives and as a society, be more conscious. This will give you wisdom as we move forward. This energy on Wednesday feeds into this vice squeeze of Pluto square the nodal axis. It's a clash between individual power versus the power of a state, the top-down power of governments. Just know that we are stepping into a new version of ourselves, and cultivate that for yourself. If you don't have a clue yet, start to meditate. Ask your dreams. Ask your angels and guides. What is this new version of myself? This higher expression of myself? Show me my dreams and ask this as you fall asleep. Please show me my new path. Ask that as you fall asleep. Then you can sit down and do some channeled automatic writing. That kind of metaphysical exercise. Continually ask, show me the way. Show me the way, Spirit. Show me the way. Your angels and guides are there for you, to guide you. Ask louder. Shout if you're not getting any answer. Show me. I'm not clear enough. Who is this higher version of me? This refined, less dense version of self. This higher dimensional version of self. With a clear sense of purpose and passion, from this point on, from October 1st on, we are all absolutely on a mission. Everyone on this planet. This could be quite turbulent time for people because marriages may end, long-term careers may end, long-term residency could come to an end. As we step into our new subconscious desires, what we already have received and integrated with these higher frequencies, everything will change. None of us are the same. None of us are who we were 3 or 3.5 years ago. We are fiber. We are less dense. It's been unavoidable to absorb and incorporate these higher frequencies that have come onto the planet Earth. So, It's been unavoidable to absorb and incorporate these higher frequencies that have come onto the earth so rapidly, and they've come in surges. You could feel it come. We have to make that frequency match in our reality. We have to step into that and say, okay, who is the new me? What am I going to create from this new me? On Saturday, October 7th, we have a clash with state power, and a big day on Sunday, October 8th, because Mars becomes exact square to Pluto. And that's heavy. That's deep, deep karma. It's a big clash. Where does the power lay for you in your life? Are you going to give your power with Pluto in Capricorn? Are you going to give it away? Or are you going to bring it back peacefully to you? Of course, peacefully. Are you bringing back that strong sense of power, that self-power? I know who I am. I know what I am. I know how I serve. I know where my boundaries lay, and I know what I'm creating in my reality. That's a good mantra, a good affirmation for this next week. Let me do it one more time. I know who I am. I know what I am. I know how I serve. I know where my boundaries lay, and I know what I'm creating in my reality. You don't have to shout or be loud about this, but you do have to be clear about your boundaries. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we've come to the end of the show. We're going to hear A New World Coming by Mama Cass, because I wanted to remind you that 40 years ago, when we went into the 60s and 70s, people talked about what's happening now, and they were excited about it. Then Moonlight at My Window by Window by William, the meditation, and we're going to end with Your Calling by Richard Schulman. Your Calling. Listen to that a lot, because just the music and the vibration that Richard puts out will help you to get clear on what your calling is. Don't forget next week to write your question down and call in. I'll see you then. Thank you for listening, and good night.
A new you take me high and far tonight, sweet moonlight. You burn on my window. Oh, sweet moonlight, moonlight on my window. Will you take me to my dream? Carry me on your beams tonight, sweet moonlight, moonlight on my window. Oh, sweet moonlight, oh, take me to the stars.
This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath, release the breath. Another deep breath, release the breath. Another deep breath, release the breath. Now listen, and listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind, with respect, the full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.